Oh, look, son. I've got a special message from the Sky Marshal to you. He says to tell you that map is official, and that he will worry about everything else so that you can give full time to your platoon. Follow me?
Yes, Captain.
But the bugs can burrow mighty fast, so you give special attention to the listening posts outside the area of the tunnels. Any noise from those four outside posts, louder than a butterfly's roar, is to be reported at once, regardless of its nature.
Yes, sir.
When they burrow, it makes a noise like frying bacon, in case you've never heard it. Stop your patrol sweeps. Leave one man on visual observation of the crater. Let half your platoon sleep for 2 hours, while the other half pairs off to take turns listening.
Yes, sir.
You may see some more combat engineers. Here's the revised plan. A sapper company will blast down and cork that main tunnel where it comes nearest the surface, either at your left flank or beyond in headhunter territory. At the same time, another engineer company will do the same, where that tunnel branches about 30 miles off to your right in the 1st Regiment's bailiwick. When the corks are in, a long chunk of their main street and a biggish settlement will be cut off. Meanwhile, the same sort of thing will be going on a lot of other places. Thereafter, we'll see. Either the bugs break through to the surface and we have a pitched battle, or they sit tight and we go down after them, a sector at a time.
I see.
I wasn't sure that I did, but I understood my part. Rearrange my listening posts. Let half my platoon sleep, then a bug hunt. On the surface, if we were lucky. Underground, if we had to. Have your flank make contact with that sapper company when it arrives. Help 'em if they want help.
Right, Captain. I agreed heartily. Combat engineers are almost as good an outfit as the infantry. It's a pleasure to work with them. In a pinch, they fight. Maybe not expertly, but bravely. Or they go ahead with their work, not even lifting their heads while a battle rages around them. They have an unofficial, very cynical, and very ancient motto. First we dig 'em, then we die in 'em. To supplement their official motto, can do. Both mottos are literal truth.
Get on it, son.
12 listening posts meant that I could put a half squad at each post, either a corporal or his lance, plus 3 privates, then allow 2 of each group of 4 to sleep, while the other 2 took turns listening. Navari and the other section chaser could watch the crater and sleep, turnabout, while section sergeants could take turns in charge of the platoon. The redisposition took no more than 10 minutes once I had detailed the plan and given out bearings to the sergeants. Nobody had to move very far. I warned everybody to keep eyes open for a company of engineers. As soon as each section reported its listening posts in operation, I clicked to the wide circuit. Odd numbers, lie down, prepare to sleep. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, sleep.